Okay, pretty much all this file does is, whenever you're diapered by yourself or someone else, you'll immediately find yourself behaving more and more infantile. It will happen each and every time. It will including dressing up, playing like a baby, getting a crib, and all those other wonderful little things that a baby does. And that is pretty much all the file does, and it only affects you while diapered. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice. Just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it, and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice. And let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are, and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are. How good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me, focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards, upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. feel the relaxation moving upwards, upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing, your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable, every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now, so nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out as you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. The relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too. So relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply, to just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now, so wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words, my voice, as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else. focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you. As I help you and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. Yes, that's right, a part of who you are. Now, from now on, whenever someone puts you in a diaper, whether it's yourself or someone else, you will discover a little compulsion that grows inside of you. You see, if you're wearing a diaper, you should also be wearing baby clothes. Yes, that's right, the type of clothes that a baby wears. It is a completely natural thing for someone who wears a diaper to be dressed like a baby. It is the right thing to do. It is what you enjoy, what you desire, deep down inside of yourself. You want to dress like a baby. You want to be dressed up in baby-styled clothing. It feels so much more natural when you're wearing a diaper to wear that type of clothing than it is to wear anything else. In fact, you might find that your old clothes just don't quite feel right. No, there's something about them that isn't as comfortable as the clothes a baby might wear. Perhaps it's just that if you're wearing a diaper, your old clothes don't work with the diaper. They don't match. They don't look right. They don't look right at all. That's right. They simply are not what a baby should wear, and you know it. You know it deep down inside. Babies don't wear adult clothes. And since you're wearing a diaper like a baby, you shouldn't be wearing adult clothes. You know this. You know this deep down inside of you, and you're going to find that these infantile tendencies get stronger and stronger the more you listen to this file. Yes, that's right. The more you listen to this file, the more your infantile tendencies will grow and grow, becoming stronger with each and every passing day. It'll start off simple, but it will blossom, becoming more powerful with each day. Each time you're wearing a diaper, you will find that they get stronger and stronger, more and more intense. It just simply is that way. You see, when you're wearing a diaper, you need to look and act like a baby. It'll start off with getting yourself nice baby clothes, and then it will progress, progressively getting stronger and more intense, progressively taking you deeper and deeper into your infantile tendencies. After you found yourself wearing baby clothing whenever you're diapered, it'll be time to get some baby toys. After all, babies should play with baby toys. That's what they do. And if you're dressing like one, then obviously you should act like one. Doesn't that make sense? Doesn't that seem like the most natural thing in the world to do? That's right, it is. It's just completely and utterly natural for anyone wearing a diaper to wear baby clothes and to act more and more like a baby. This only happens while you're diapered. The moment you take it off, you'll find yourself returning to who you were, with perhaps a little desire to get all of the things a baby might need so that you have them on hand later. But you won't act like a baby once your diaper is removed. However, the moment it's put on, the moment you put your baby clothes on, you will find yourself becoming more and more infantile with every passing moment. The diaper sets up a deep trigger, a trigger deep in your mind that brings out your infantile tendencies. It brings them out in fullness each and every time it's put on, and they remain out as long as you are diapered. That's right. These infantile tendencies will get stronger and stronger every single time you wear a diaper, until eventually you'll find that you put the diaper on and you become a happy baby with clothing, toys, a crib, and everything else. You'll even find yourself behaving so very, very much like a happy baby the moment you put them on. It will be a transformation of body and mind. One moment you'll be yourself, the next moment you'll slip the diaper on, and your mind will just simply go blank. It will slip away, almost like it was when you went into trance. It'll slip away until there's very little left. All that seems to be left is a baby's mind, a happy, gurgling baby's mind that plays with toys in its crib, crawls around, and behaves and acts like a baby at all times. Yes, that is what is going to happen from now on. You can already feel it. You can feel the need and desires growing inside of you. They will only happen when you're wearing a diaper. But once you put it on, the infantile tendencies will come out. They will simply spring out instantly, enveloping your mind in a soft babyish haze, in a need to put on the baby clothes that you belong in a need to act like the baby that you are, to crawl and play and be put in a crib and make happy baby noises. That is what happens when you put on a diaper. It is going to happen to you from now on. This is simply the way it is. When you put on a diaper, you will have infantile tendencies, and they will stay with you. They will stay with you as long as you are diapered. It doesn't matter who puts the diaper on you. That does not matter at all. Once the diaper is on, your mind will just simply slide away into a soft, babyish haze, and you will remain that way, a baby, a happy little infant, staying that way until the diaper is removed. If for some reason the diaper is not removed for a long time, you may find yourself pulling it off, just like a baby might try. And as you do, you'll find that your mind returns to the way it should be, and you can decide if you need a new diaper, or if you need to go about and live your adult life normally and fully until you put on a diaper again. This is simply how things work. It's how things are going to work in your mind. You're going to find that your fascination with all things infantile is growing and growing every single time you put on the diaper. And you'll find that as the compulsion grows stronger and stronger, you will obtain all of the things that the baby part of you needs. You may not even think of it while you get them. You will get them for the baby in you. You will get them for that baby, and you will use them when you are that baby. They won't mean as much when you're a normal person with normal responsibilities, but when the diaper goes on, your mind fades away, and you need the baby clothes, and you need to act like one, and play like one, and be a baby, to play in your crib, to crawl, and laugh, and gurgle, and play with your toys. You may even find that your motor skills just simply degenerate to the point that you physically behave like a baby because you can't do anything more than that. Your body just simply regresses to a very infantile state whenever a diaper is put on your body. That is how it is and how it is going to be. You know it is going to happen, and you want it to happen. You want it to happen each and every time you put the diaper on, and now that you know it's going to happen, it will, and you will enjoy it. You will enjoy the feeling, the freedom. You will enjoy the experience of being a baby whenever you are diapered. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed it.